Clare Lacy, Donegal's double all-star. You played in two previous All-Ireland quarter-finals, lost them. You won this one. What's it like to be looking forward to a semi-final?
Yeah, it's great to be there. Like, you know, just the buzz in the county the last 2 weeks, you know, it's been something else. And, you know, we just want to finish it here. Like, we want to take it one step further and get it to an All-Ireland final.
The buzz since the Ulster final, in many ways, has been overtaken by the buzz of beating Kildare. It's strange to think that winning an Ulster title could be eclipsed by winning an All-Ireland quarter-final, but it seems to have.
Yeah, but, you know, that's football. Like, you know, we get to an All-Ireland final, like, you know, the buzz in the county will be something special. Like, and, you know, we just, as I say, just we want to take it further. Like, you know, as you said, Ulster titles, it's in the back of our heads now, you know. We're not thinking about that now. Dublin's on our heads, and that's what we're training for. And, you know, we've been training hard last week, and you know, we'll be going all guns blazing come the 28th.
I think it's fair to say Donegal's story in 2011 has been a remarkable one, given where you were starting from after the disappointment of last year.
That's it, yeah. You know, it was a huge disappointment leaving Cross McGlen last year, but I think, you know, it's, you know, we've taken that on board this year, and, you know, it's kind of been a driving force behind us. I suppose you look at Kevin Cass, he was close to, he was retired on the bus heading home that day, like, you know, and Jim thankfully talked him out of it. And, you know, ever since Jim got us together in January, you know, every player's come together and we've driven really hard, and, you know, we're taking one game at a time, and we won the league. We've an Ulster title, and as I say, you know, there's one more to go, and, you know, we're 70 minutes away from the final.
I think it's fair to say that the Dubs will present quite possibly the toughest challenge that you faced all year.
Without a doubt, like, you know, their performance against Throne was as close to perfection as you're going to get in Gaelic football, like, and, you know, their defence is outstanding, their midfield so mobile, like, you know, they're up and down the pitch, and, you know, their forwards, you know, Bernard Brogan's not even playing, you know, his full capacity yet, like, you know, and there's other boys stepping up to the mark, like, you know, and no doubt come Sunday week, like, you know, Bernard's going to be at full tilt, and he's going to have to be fully watched, and same as all the other five forwards.
I suppose since the Antrim game particularly, Donegal's perceived defensive style as something that has been talked about all summer, really. You are very much a central figure within that, and your own performances this year have been, I think, nothing short of remarkable. What's been the secret for Clare Lacy?
I don't know. Like, that's, you know, there's 7-8 lads there working really hard in defence. You know, it's makes my job a lot easier. Like, you know, when you've two men beside you, you know, tackling hard and chasing hard. You know, and I think that's the key. Just every man working on, going on the same wavelength, and, you know, everyone's thinking the same. I think, you know, it's nothing about me or any individual in the squad, like, you know.
Again, on a personal level, your own move from cornerback out to the half-back line is something that I'm sure pleases you.
I'm enjoying it. Like, somewhere I played in my club and all, like, you know, like it out the field, but, you know, used to say Jim McGuinness is going to put me in the corner, and on Sunday week, like, you know, we just, wherever Jim says to go, you know, you have to go and you have to be ready for it.